This energy, this energy quite often used in the United States. After Bin Laden, I think this word alert is quite many times announced. But I don't think they are announcing alert. Towards delusions and and mixed karma. I don't think it's announced for that. But constantly being alert and mindful, you might be careful. Intervening, there's a temba, shishin, pangyuti. So you have to have that. You have to have all three in the English. Yeah. But the alert is okay. Consciousness and temper shishin, so remember this awareness is so when you do shinya come up, you need to do those things, so the with each one is a function, so I think in the translate separately, you see. I shall examine my mind. By constantly being alert and mindful of my behavior, I shall examine my mind over and over again, day and night. I follow my faults, not seeking faults in others, hide my own good qualities, but praise those of others. That's very difficult to do that. But then they have to try, once, two times maybe. Two times succeed. Not seeking the material gain or veneration from others, I will be able to abandon any desire for fame, being content with whatever I have. I shall not fail to repay whatever kindness I receive from others, and shall meditate on love and compassion, reminding myself always of bodhicitta, the altruistic mind of enlightenment. I abandon the ten virtuous actions, and consolidate my faith in spiritual practice. Having abandoned pride over my qualities, and disdain towards others, always humble. I abandon wrong livelihood and follow right livelihood. Having given up all meaningless activities, I shall be endowed with an inner jewel of higher beings. having given up all meaningless activities, I remain in solitude, abandon senseless talk, and discipline my speech. Whenever I see my speech master, I pay respect from my heart and devotee respect. Hold in ordinary wisdom being to be my great teachers, and as a whole great I have been to be. It is interesting that quite a number of years ago, when I was in Melbourne, Australia, there was one Tibetan boy who used to be Tamil Sutra for Bishop Dorje. The first time when Bishop Dorje arrived in Australia, he translated for some time, then Tamil was translated. Or maybe he was the second, I'm not sure. So this Tibetan boy found a job in the Japanese shop. So this Tibetan boy told me that so they were taught by the boss, you see. Everybody in the shop, when the customer comes, they must regard that customer so precious. They should regard the customer something very precious. Then you see, you become very kind to them, you see. So I think it's very interesting that, very interesting. Of course, I don't think, of course, that's policy. I don't think it's a the attitude is not for, I don't think it's for the happiness of the ascending being, but I think that probably it's a policy, that method, you see, so that you're busy, so that you're able to sell your things. You can so that your business can be successful, you see, make money. So make money for, say, oneself. So I guess, I mean, I can't say what motivation the boss is, but can't say, but maybe it's a, you know, maybe it could be a substance of mind, but externally, you see, it's a method of being kind, you see, you know, the, say, ting, you know, mind ting like that, and then, you see, so the showing kindness, you see. But of course, yeah, because in Dharma, but of course here in Dharma, you see, is Tibetan Buddhism, here of course, for why you do this is not because for your happiness, it's for the happiness of others, you know, being kind. The main aim here is happiness of others, when you see, you think others so precious, and then you are being kind to others. respect, you see, say, minding the kind of precious, and then good speech, you know, help, and speech, you know, the same respectful words and body respectful words, and see, so that the attitude is not for your happiness, it's for others, see, so this is sincere attitude, you see, your kindness is sincere, it's for others, you know, being kind, and here it is not a political kindness, in that way political kindness, you know, it's for yourself, you see, but you act kindness to others, so it's not a political, say, you know, substantive, see, absolutely kind, you know, showing that you say care about others, you see, show them that. So, however, I think it's very smart, this boss. I think this boss is very smart. His technique, you know, the people who work for him, he teaches them like that, you know, things. But, however, so I think, so therefore, I think it's a. I think that individually, you know, if you are living alone, you should practice. One should practice, as we mentioned here, or you see, it's a Mahayana Buddhism, you know, practice Mahayana Buddhism, and that way you see, the cherish others, say. So it's a so I just mentioned this my Arjuna has planned down the Ishin or Kawali the Buddha in the past and Shinya Shwaksu is better. So what he's saying is that there's two things. In the daily life. So the first thing, the in our daily life, the attitude how we should keep, for not only for your own, yeah, yes, happiness, but for happiness of all sentient beings, see. Yeah, now that's something means for the happiness. So the so anyway, I already mentioned the last few days. So this person, this animal, this person, this sentient being, my Ujjgama jewel, from whom I receive all my lovers, past happiness, present happiness, all the future happiness, liberation and happiness. See? This is my Ujjgama jewel. So that's the first one. Then, after you discover this pleasures, then after that the knowledge and expand. Dani, I myself, is in not a language grand jewel, fulfilling all the wishes of sentient beings. So the first thing that being a sentient being is most precious one, which will enjoy in which all your wishes will happen in from happiness here. Then yourself, see, to become like wishing jewel, fulfilling that sentiment of all the wishes of happiness. Yourself become wishing jewel back to the sentiment. Then also wishing tree, like wishing tree, fulfilling all the, so you are oneself become wishing tree, fulfilling all the wishes of it. Whatever they pray, like in pure land, which can do, whatever you think in from the which can do, whatever you tell your wishes, all your wishes are fulfilled, or everything that materializes over there. So, fulfilling all the sentiment needs to what it desires. Then we should learn three that fulfill all the wishes. So yourself become like that for sentiment. Like we should learn jewel and like we should learn three, fulfilling all the wishes of happiness. Firstly, the other being. Then you see all your tea time happens from that. Okay? Then next, then you are so to put down the tea. Like wishing tree, like other wish from jewel, from tree to grow, all the sentiments which have happened. So this is about even yourself living alone, is what you should practice, and this is what you should practice, especially if you're dealing with people. whether you're working in school or what you're in the office or family, Dharma centers. This is what should be always there as much as possible in their life. So when you remember this, when you think the sentiments, how the sentiments are most precious kind, when you think that, then naturally the respect comes. Naturally the respect, even if you talk very nice, very kind, when you behave very nice, very good, respectful, your heart cherish and everything the most. You would help anything to that person or to that animal. That's something you see. So you would help. Now here, I'm going to mention one extra thing. Now here, first sentient being, animal, non-human being, or human being. Even a small help you give, you know, there's some people with some problems. You know, even small help you can give. With this good heart, whatever help you give, is offering to all the Buddha. It's the best offering to all the Buddhas, Bodhisattvas. To all the Buddhas, Buddha is the best offering. Even give small pleasure, comfort, that same thing. What is human being, not human being? Is the best offering to all. Is the best offering, is the most best offering, most pleasing to the number, to all the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas. Why? 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 Because this sentient being, whether it's human being or non-human being or insect, this is what number is, this is what number is Bodhisattva cherish most. This is what they have in their heart. Like the mother who is a beloved child, like the mother who is a beloved child, in her heart, she cherishes most. So, this sentient being is insect, what is a mosquito, bug, is it anything, a human being or not human being, you see? So, this is what cherishes most, my number is Bodhisattvas. And this was the most cherished by all Buddhas. This insect, see? This person, this beggar, this person, who is angry to you, who is angry to you, who abuse you, who is angry to you. This is cherished by knowledge of the suffers by the heart. And you see, they pray. Day and night they pray for you. Day and night they pray, knowledge of the suffers. For this being. Okay, I see. And they dedicate their marriage. They walk with it. They tell each other about the realization for this single thing. Number is a Buddha, they achieve enlightenment. For what? For what? For the single thing. For this, you know, for this person, for this insight. Anyway. So, see, Buddha collected merits for three countless great eons for this entity. Achieved enlightenment for this entity. So sacrificed his body, his life, being born a king, world, everything, sacrificed so many numerous times for three countless eons. So, and that's it. Then second this part. Achieve enlightenment, you see, for this entity. So, for all sentient beings, but that includes this entity. So, done for this entity. So, this was cherished most by Shaitanya Buddha, numerous Buddhas. And so, therefore, little, even though you want to offer little help, you know, even small, problem. whatever. You see, is the best offering. Is the best offering to numbers of Buddhas and Bodhisattvas. You know? It's more pleasing. More pleasing to them. So like the child that loved by most by the mother. So if he says more now, if he says few very nice words, praise to the child, it makes him not so happy. If he says few nasty words, few criticism to the child, you know, that love most by the mother, it makes mother so upset. So you see Buddha said in the sutra, Dodhe Pahuche, Am Adam, Adam Kashko, Adam Kashko, Sunni, and so. Dodhe Pahuche, Buddha said like that, yes, but Buddha said this. So, Any benefit to me is a supreme benefit to me. Myself and Sangam is equally in happiness and suffering. And I have achieved this Rupakaya. For the benefit of Sangam. And this is also very important to remember in daily life. Very important. Then this also helps. Whatever you do, it affects Buddha Bodhisattvas, whom you pray, to receive blessing. So that's the power, so when you try to become, so therefore, when you think of all that, when you remember that, naturally, you do everything, whatever you can. Small, good, small, whatever, whatever help you need, pleasant temperament, any insect or something, whatever. So we see, we change best. So therefore, even if one is not doing organization to this, even if you're alone, and especially if you are. You want to say, working in the, dealing with people, working with people every day life, must do this practice. And especially Dharma organization, must, this is a key practice. Okay, put a Dharma center, so it means to be kind to others, it means kind to the big body, you see. It doesn't have to root. You don't have to root. You can't show magic. Give $1 billion to everybody. Give $1 billion. You can give everything whatever they need. You can't do magic. Of course, if you can do, everybody can do that. So anyway, can manifest, you see. Even you can't really help, you're limited, but at least the way to talk, the way to behave should be very respectful, very kind. That people aspect doesn't get upset. So it doesn't get upset, so the person appreciate, can see, even you can't help, at least the way you explain, and Dharma Center is, of course, this is called Dharma Center. Dharma Center is a meditation center. Meditation is training mind. Meditation is something of the mind. So, something of the mind, training the mind. So, of course, it's totally different than company. Company doesn't have Dharma teachings or the opportunity. So it's an explained Japanese this short this day. So they I think the Indian companies even they could be the motivation, can be, you know, selfish motivation, but is it, can be not sincere, but still it's good, you know, that externally you should be respectful, kind, you see. So that's extremely essential, to say something to help. Of course, this we can't show we don't have psychic powers, so can, you know, that to give it everything whatever they need, can't, to see what the being can't. So, but anyway, better whatever one can. But however, even something one can't, but at least it should be say, not rude, should be very kind, respectful, and, you know, mind, like Nagarjuna's, that is, cherishing the being, person, you know, say, most person, most kind. If they actually that, naturally, see, what you, how you communicate, say, very respectful, you see, very kind. So it's kind of natural. So anyway, especially our meditation center, Dharma Center, see, there's very different company, you know, earning company or the business, you see. So the growth company business, it works by money, you know, if you say, invest the money, you know, that, see, you just kick out and then you even pay money. So, say, you know, somebody doesn't do properly, you just kick out, you know, somebody, you know, because you can pay money, you see, that, so. So here, it's different, I'm all not very different from that. So also here, Dharma organization has the example. It has the example to, it should be inspiration for people, to practice Dharma, you know, to practice Dharma, to practice good heart. It should be inspiration, see, inspiration, example, inspiration for others. All students, new students, have the, say, the new people who, whether they know Dharma or they don't Dharma either, should be inspiring example. So you see, then I say, then the people see, you know, the practicing Mahayana Buddhism, so that, so they say, science of practicing Mahayana Buddhism, so that, so this part is very important. Whenever I meet others, I regard all the ones as my parents, those are similar at age or younger, as my brother, sister, or relative. Having abandoned bad influences from others, I shall follow spiritual trends, be happy myself wherever I go, without any ill will towards others, and not be discontent with my life. I abandon attachment to any desirable things and remain desirous, for attachment in any form can never lead to a happy rebirth. Instead, it takes away the life force of liberation from suffering. I shall exert myself in any virtuous activity that can lead me to ultimate happiness, completing first whatever practice I have started. Thus, I will be able to accomplish all my practices. Otherwise, none of my tasks will be complete. I take no interest in those activities, and that can be harmful to others and cast away pride over my qualities. Whatever it arises in my mind, I must remind myself always of the instruction of my spiritual teacher. I shall be able to encourage myself whenever I feel depressed, whenever my mind is deluded by attachment to myself and hatred towards others. I shall be able to realize that both I and others are equally void of inherent existence. and view myself and others all as being illusory like a magic form. Whenever I hear unpleasant words, I view them as echoes. echoes. Whenever my body is harmed by others, I should be able to view it as being the result of my pre-existing karma, abiding always in solitude, like the corpse of a wild animal. Abiding always in solitude, like the corpse of wild animals. I shall keep myself away from the temptation of meaningless activities and remain desirous, reminding myself always of my deity of devotion. For whenever laziness or lazy arises in my mind, I shall be able to remove them immediately and always remember the essence of moral behavior. Whenever I meet others, have a mood angry to behavior, I shall be able to speak sincerely and friendly. With a smiling face, this smiling face, not political, not diplomatic. Sometimes Bush can't really smile, so you have to smile, so you know, you just move out like this. So it doesn't look nice. But you know that it's not natural. So you know that not natural, just push up. It's not natural, see. So it doesn't look happy. So anyway. But this is not political smile. She said, it's a good heart. She smile, not for your happiness, but you smile for the happiness of the person. I say, other people. Yeah. So that's smile for that. Yeah. Then that is dharma. That's dharma. So pure, that is pure dharma. The smiling, see, the general face of smiling face, see, and so the good heartedness. Good heart. That cause to make something happy, you see. Not make you happy, but the other. So that causes next life, you know, a handsome or beautiful body. See that the temporary benefit, like that, see. For to make something happy is my say that result. Whenever I meet others, I shall not be jealous about them, but be generous to them. I abandon my dispute with others and concern myself with their welfare and comfort. I shall not be fickle in any relationship with others, but remain firm. I give up any form of humility in others and always respect them. Whenever I give advice to others, I shall do so with sincerity and sympathy. I abandon any disrespect for other forms of spiritual practice, and I appreciate whatever religion others are interested in. I shall be able to remain with the practice of 10 virtues day and night. I shall dedicate whatever virtue I have done in the past. Do now and will do in the future to the benefit of others and their beings. Through performing the seven-day prayer, I pray for the happiness of all other beings. Thus I will be able to accomplish the merit of wisdom and experience, and will be able to eliminate all delusions. Therefore, in this way, I shall be able to attain enlightenment for the sake of all sentient beings. Thus I will be able to achieve great meaning from finding this precious human birth. There are seven gems. There are seven gems that adorn the minds of Bodhisattvas. the gem of faith, the gem of the instruction, the gem of the contemplation, the gem of the wisdom, the gem of the ethics, the gem of the modesty, and the gem of the generosity. Those seven gems having limitless virtue, which is qualities. When I practice these inner gems with myself, I shall not reveal any to those who are not yet natural to practice these excellent qualities. I shall be heedful of my speech in the presence of others, and be heedful of my thoughts in isolation from others. It's translated by the Gisho Wangchen. One great great scholar, great teacher in Jigong Devotion, who educate the Hiswa Sitting Rinpoche's incarnation, and quite a number of incarnations, quite a few other incarnations of his past ones, of great scholars. Most outstanding, even from Tibet, in all the largest monasteries that are well known. So, he was a resident teacher of the Jamyang Learning Center. He was there for me, I think 7 years ago, maybe more. Yeah, he was alone there. He was not some other in this London. In London, this is a big city, where the exploding delusions, exploding delusions, exploding delusions, or the advertising delusions in the city, this big city in London. So he lived for many years alone in trouble. So, a great teacher, one of the great teachers in different monasteries. So I think that's it. So we should chant some Omani Padme and because Sadam Hassan Sudan has hanged this morning. You know, he was hanged this morning, so I think he was hanged this morning, so he died. So they, as you know, that he killed so many people, so many people in his life, tortured and unbelievable. I saw on the TV, there's a football ground or something like that. So then there was, the person who had his gun, this way of torturing as many people, they cut the head. So the person was the most, I think probably most, I don't know. The way he punished was, cut the head of the person, so the person lay down, and then the next person has this big knife, holding a big knife, and then the family members, they have to stand in front of that person, who the teacher was standing, and then they have a cloth hand, when the head was cut, then it's the family, it's the person was cut. The head was cut into their family members. So after the head was cut, then they have a cut hand. The family member, they stand, and they have a cut hand. There are many people after the cut hand. So, so the TV just showed that. So they have cut hand. It's part of the punishment, The family member, they stand right in front of the eye. the other guy said, cut the book. Right. So this is very unadmissible. So, so so recent time, when he asked to be shot, and so he died fast. He said, "I wanted to get him on the hands." But just before I left the United States, so he was on the trial, he said, so this morning he was our hand, so I think it did quickly, he said. So this, you know, I mean, due to ignorance, so we have to see what all these people, unbelievers, they suffered in that country, you know, so, and him, and all these, due to ignorance, him and we have both. So we have a pardon of jealousy and matter immediate to him, to the high. All the six realms in the world, particularly to him, to chant. So they come up beneficial to chant all the kind of things. The Namjalma, short mantra, Mala, and then the medicine. We do the medicine first, recite each medicine with his name. So that's immediately from the the Medici Buddha, the first one, and purified the all of the karma. Whatever prayer you did in the past, telling the Buddha whatever prayer you did in the past, may it be like to me, all of the Indians in the southern, particularly southern, so maybe right in the second, okay? So whatever prayer I do, may it be happened immediately. So then Buddha went to the next regime power. Now we said that, and that immediately purified him and all things going on. So, okay. Whatever prayer we've done past, maybe it's right to me and also maybe especially to Saddam. Whatever prayer I do, maybe it's right immediately. Then Rishitawa absorbed to the Sasantana, okay? And I will recite this seven times. The seven times during the meditation, after meeting, people had him and also maybe also. Whatever prayer you have done, may it be right into the nose, especially the southern. they would appear to be very pleasant. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Whatever prayer normally you do is this. Mm-hmm. And I absorb the next prayer. What if prayer were done in the past, maybe we actualize it immediately to me and also maybe particular and especially as of what if prayer I do, maybe we actualize it immediately. May it be expressed to me in all the name, especially Savan. Whatever prayer I do, may it be expressed to me. Then absorb to the Indian Jabu. Oh,
Now we will talk on the terrace.
Whose commission I have got the same thing then, to you the check commission I have the one I prostrate. So I think the refugees to purify so to help Saddam and all to me. Chenasila Chapa Omo
Amen. besides him, all the
their numbers help and all the animals and any family members we have passed away. And all those who love my promise, pray with them, give them those who died, and then business students, and then those who are in any of those who are in the law immediately, and may they immediately be rid of all the suffering and to receive human body, and from very young time to that you just receive perfect in the body from very young time without wasting life, and then to live in ordinary sort of analysis, and then to meet as it, to find the perfect of our partner guru, and they only and you know, on the basis of only pleasing seeing Buddha Buddha then say only pleasing for the mind, more pleasing for the mind, more pleasing with the body's mind, the reversal training, you know, on that basis, train the mind and the table of power, three stages, and each of the universal Vajdhara, which is the seven qualities, as quick as possible. So there's some people who take refuge and then they persist, so then they say it is very good that one of the ways to make this life very fruitful, very meaningful, that is on the basis of taking refuge, then living in the lay vows. So whatever one can, either all of five, or not four, or not three, or not two, in one. So that just makes one method to how to make a life meaningful, productive, meaningful to yourself, beneficial to yourself, so to all citizens, and then for the world peace, especially for the world peace. You see your progress from your side, contribution for the world peace, and this abstaining from these harmful actions to others, harmful actions to yourself, to others, abstaining from them, such as the killing, the stealing, such as conduct, that will create so many relationship problems. You see. Taking lives, the intoxicants, makes no shame, totally uncontrolled for them. So abstain from these, harmful actions, harm to yourself, harm hundreds of millions, you see. This is your best contribution for all sentient beings, happiness, and especially this world peace, you know. This is what one can do practically. Mm-hmm. So that helps everybody, with the animals, and the environment, and everything, you see. They completely the karma of sexual conduct. For example, one sexual conduct there is completely the karma, then it is a four suffering result, rapid aspect is the body of the law, you know. And then the three suffering result, you explain the image, you know, that which is the other wife or the husband, the other person, mind is not harmonious with your mind, but against you. The way of thinking, other person's heart is against your heart, is the way of thinking, wishes, and then the family members, they become against you, see, they're not according to your wishes, and the opposite. And same in the office, people in the office also, their minds are against your wishes, and then, so you don't get along, and then they say, all this unhappiness, you know, disharmony, and then fighting, all these things. And then also from that, the separation, all this, all the problem happens. So that is, even a human realm, in the later human, you're born as a human being, you don't have a good karma, then you get all this is based on exactly the cause, you see. And so the problems, you see, the experience. And then the positive result is that the unhygienic, dirty place, you know, with a lot of excrement or a lot of physically very unhealthy place, somehow one has to abide, one has to leave such a place, you see. Or one has to experience such a place. Even for a few minutes, you know, you have to go through such a bad smell, a place, even for a few minutes, it still has come out that past systems, not like that, you know, through its place environment, so unpleasant environment. So that then in the future life, creating the result of the cause, when you're born a human being, you do the same thing again, you do the same thing again, see? And so then again, that completely dharma or system produces four suffering result. So one of these is doing again, so that produces four suffering result. Then one of these are doing again, so like this, from this one will come out of the it causes endless suffering, from life to life, endless suffering, no end. If you don't purify that one will come out of the if you don't purify that, you don't have that power, or you don't purify that with the limited four powers, you see. So this is what happens. or you stop, or you leave the morality of them from there, you see. So one thing is purify, other purify what you already created, and the other one is to not commit again. That's the, by living the vow, you take a vow and you live in that, you see. So you can see, even you abandon one certain conduct, you see, then you see all endless suffering that comes from that you don't experience. So that's unbelievable peace and happiness, you see. So now, living the morality of stealing from certain conduct, then that complete karma has a full result of happiness, good rebirth, in the way of rebirth, you see, like that. All opposition, such positions are such clean, beautiful, like this clean, very clean, you know, nice, so like that, garden, very clean, nice places, opposites are like that, she didn't, in the future life, the wife or husband with the other companion, is very harmonized, you know. The mind is, well, thing is harmonized to your wishes, you know. So in the family, in the office, everywhere, people are demanding harmonized with you. You have so much peace and happiness, you see. Long lasting relationship, into all peace and happiness, so much, you see. that the experience is all the living morality, you know, also the creating yourself in the cause. So again, in the future life, you have to engage in the virtue of morality for that. So this, from happiness to happiness, you mean, you go to receive liberation and so that. So here I'm just telling you.